Mesechta Shviyos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Although Trumas and Maisers were obligated specifically in Eretz Yisrael, however, Midrabanan, certain countries right around the borders of Eretz Yisrael also had obligations of Trumas and Maisers and Midrabanan. So the Mishnah now discusses such Truma. Ein Mivin Truma Mechutz La'aretz La'aretz. Truma from Chutz La'aretz. So these are these Truma Midrabanan from the surrounding countries, cannot be imported from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. And this is a Takana Derabanan, because we don't want to encourage the Kahanim to leave Eretz Yisrael to collect Truma in Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, we said that the Truma anyways cannot be brought into Eretz Yisrael, so there would be no incentive for people to leave Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon said, Shemati Beferish, I heard, I have a Messiah, I heard explicitly, Shemavian Misuria, you're allowed to bring Truma from Surya into Eretz Yisrael. If it ain't Mavian Mechutz La'aretz, but you cannot import it from other areas in Chutz La'aretz. And we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Rav Shimon is of the opinion that Surya is part of Eretz Yisrael proper, and has equal status, unlike the opinion of the Mishnah Beis in this parak, that holds that it's not considered a part of Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Shimon, who holds that it is part of Eretz Yisrael, he holds there's no problem of trafficking Truma from Surya to Eretz Yisrael. Because even if it would encourage Kahanim to go there, that's not a problem. Surya is part of Eretz Yisrael. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. The next two Mishnayos are discussing which produce has the halacha of beer. A beer is a mitzvah that applies to produce of Shemitah, that a person is allowed to bring produce into his house to feed himself. However, when there's no longer fruit out in the field for other people to take, he has to remove everything that's in his house outside of his house. That's beer. So the Mishnah Aleph is going to discuss produce of Shemitah that is sanctified with the Kedusha of Shemitah, as well as has the halacha beer. And Mishnah Beis will discuss fruit produce that, although it's sanctified with the Kedushas Shemitah, but it does not have the halacha beer. So the Mishnah Aleph starts, Klal Gadol Amar B'Shvius. Chazal taught us a general rule regarding the produce of Shvius. Kol Shu Michael Adam, anything that's food for people, Michael Behema, or it's food for animals, Mimin Hatsevim, or it's used for dyeing, to make coloring, to dye cloth. So these three categories, and also ve'inei miskayim ba'aretz, as a condition that it does not last in the ground, and it will rot in the ground, it needs to be harvested and brought in and stored in a place that will last. So these things, yesh le'shvius, they have the kedusha of shvius, uledama shvius, and not only that, but their money. If they're sold for money, the money that replaces it also will have the kedusha of shvius. Yesh le beer, these produce will have the halacha of beer, uledama beer, and also the money. If it's sold, the money that's given in place for it will have the halacha of beer, that money will have to be removed from his house at the time when that fruit is no longer available out in the field. The Mishnah now gives examples. Ve'eza, what are such examples? And it gives a bit of the extreme examples of these three categories. So the first category was food for people. Ze'ale haluf hashaita. This is referring to the wild luf leaves. The luf was some type of onion plant that we've spoken about in the past. And this was a wild one, and even though the leaves were very bitter and were not usually cultivated and planted, but it was found in the wild, even though it's bitter, it's able to be sweetened, and therefore it's considered edible people food and has these halachas of Shemitah. And also, ve'ale adandana, the leaves of mint, ve'ha'olshin, ve'akration, and endives, and leeks, which are able to be eaten, ve'hargila, and purslane, which is another type of herb that had edible leaves, ve'netz ha'chalav. This, either the Rav says it means a flower that was white like milk, or it was a certain type of grass that when it was cut up, it would have a milky liquid that would sap out of this grass. That's the netz ha'chalav. All these things were people food and had the halachas of Shemitah applied to them, and beer as well, because they needed to be harvested, they would rot in the field. The second category was Michael Behema, So it gives examples of hachichim, vahadardarim, thorns and thistles. And the third category, umiminat tzevim, regarding the dyes, svichei isatis, the aftergrowth plants of the isatis, which was a certain type of root that was used to make a blue dye, v'kaitza, and safflower, which again was used for another dye. All of these things, yeshlem shvius, they have the Kedusha of Shvius, Uladmeim Shvius, and their money that's taken in exchange for them as Kedusha Shvius, Yeshlem Bir, Uladmeim Bir. They and the money replacement of them have the Alachas of Bir.